that in graduate school, in education school, they would not say that the day after Purim to do what we're about to do. But George Baruch wanted us to do it. What we're about to do in the sugya of Pure, ala papersha of Neh, Mazen, Potteres, Potteres, a papersha, Ankara, Mazen, I have to tell you, I'm getting stuck. There are many things that I don't understand. In education school, they would say to you at the end of the year, make it fun and easy and finish off on a bang, but I just can't do it. It's hard. But first, let me tell you one thing exciting from yesterday. We'll Be'ez Hashem try to make a good laning together, do the best that we can on this sugya. Maybe the Talmidim will help me out on some of the things as well. First of all, let me show you something exciting. Michal came over to me and he showed me a ritva. Anybody have a ritva? It's from yesterday's sugya. Thank you. He showed me the ritva on, we have a ritva, Matom Mano, and for some reason, probably because of copyrights, they didn't photocop, they didn't put it in the Kovetz Mefarshim. He pointed out that on the sugya of Yayin that we did yesterday, the ritva has a very, very interesting comment. Amen Beis, Dibra Maskla, Vahacha, the Zelishkros, the Zelishkos, the Ritva's Lashes, and you tell me, we'll see with the Chazara, we'll be able to see how exciting this Ritva is. Vahacha, the Zelishkros, says the Ritva, Mahavale Kachia, the Zelishkos, the Kiva, the Chain, it's two lines. I'll read it slowly if you don't have a Ritva. The Kiva, the Chain, Eino Bedin, the Achila Yiftar Shtia, right, we learned that Lishros would not be Poter Lishros. Detrei in Yone Ninu. Hukami Medayek, how significant this Ritva. Now, if you didn't do Chazara yesterday on Shir, so then you have nothing to say, I would imagine, unless you're a genius. But who could be Medayek? What the Ritva, what's amazing about this Ritva? The Ritva says, the Zeh Lishros, let's put it in the Gemara, let's put in the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, on the Beis, the Gemara says, Avalhacha, the Zeh Lishros, the Zeh Lishros, lo. And therefore, we pass like Rav Kahana, who says that if you make a brach on Lishros, it doesn't pat to Lishros. At Kahn, different at Gemara. Ba Ritva, I'm looking at all the recorders over here and seeing that there are a few guys missing after Purim. Reminds me of the great scene that my wife showed me, an internet joke, that a Rav comes in to say Shir. It's a nice cover here today, Baruch Hashem. The Rav comes in to say Shir, and one guy puts down the iPod, and the next guy. And there's, before long, there are 25 iPods. And then he looks up, and no one's there. Everybody just left their iPod. So what does the Rav do? So he pulls out his iPod and he puts it down, he presses play, and his shir starts. And that's the way nowadays people learn. So that he walks out of classroom too. So he plays the shir into the iPod. Okay. So what would you be medayik from this ritva? For post Purim, you guys are doing well, Baruch Hashem. I'm silly to do the sugya now with you, but this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's where we're up to. What's this? What's the significance of this ritva? Again, Nachzogling Yaneinu, the ritva says, the reason why you make a bracha lishros, it doesn't pater lishros, is trein yaneinu. Who could tell me the significance of this ritva? And if you chazard shir, and you can't point this out, then maybe you missed something in your chazara. Yes, Avram?
You said yesterday the reason why the Rashi needs to go to extra depth to show us why we had even a touch of one being part of the other. It's obvious, one salad is going to be part of the other salad. So why do we need to say that one wine is part of the other? Lishrois and Lishrois means that they're intrinsically, because Lishrois is just ma'at, means they're intrinsically different. Therefore, we need to say that one's going to be part of the other, but the river just says it's just going to be part of the other. Because that's the same minute.
Deeper. deeper. Do you have a nafkamina, Avram? Do you have a nafkamina? Yeah. Ritva and Rashi and Tosis. Again, everybody hear the words? The Ritva says, Yisrael, you hear the words? The Ritva says, why is it that Lishros will not be poter Lishtos? Shrein Yanehu. So Michal already has a sensitive ear, Baruch Hashem. He picked up, then Shir, I don't think most of the Shadabek guys picked this up. He picked up that I said a Chakira in Lishros, Patrin Lishtos. I don't know if most of the boys even noticed. As my fantastic Rebbeim, Rebbe Braunspiegel, used to teach on many different levels at once. So you get on a Shana Bet level, you get a Shana Gimel level, you get on a Shana Dalet level. I stayed at Rebbe Braunspiegel this year for 8 years. People ask him, why did I stay for so long? And I said, yeah, he's teaching Pshat, but he's teaching on a lot of different levels at once. So Michal picked up. I don't think most of the Shana Bet guys even noticed that there was a Chakira here. But Michal already, with a sensitive ear, noticed it. And then he did Chazara. He worked on it. And he showed me something beautiful in Ritva. Were you coming to argue with yourself? What are you doing?
I'm just saying, their Hilukim are different. But on the next
wait, they haven't figured out what you're driving at yet.
I just want to say...
I'll let you talk. But first, I want them to... They have no idea where you're going yet. They have no idea where you're going. You're being Danem Lekav Schus. Yes, Yosef?
For the wine that you have before us, so you wouldn't pass a wine to talk about. That's a toss, but it would.
Where do you see in the Ritva? All the Ritva said is Lishros is different than Lishtos.
Right, it's not a...
By the way, anybody who's leaving after Pesach who came to make this point, Chavah. Or do the Dindami sayings. Yeah.
Yosef? They're not different levels of Hashivas. They're two separate things that have nothing to do one with the other.
Right.
Lishros can never part to Lishros. Lishros can never part to Lishros. So one that you have before a Suda, that's Lishros. Can't part to one that's before a Suda, which is Lishros.
Oh, now you're saying good. Okay. Rabosai, what's the halacha if you do Lishros and then you do Lishros? What did Tosa say? Tosa says that patters it, right? Yisrael, Aryeh, good. Danny, good. Did Tosa say that? Abi, right? Tosa said that, right?
I didn't hear anything anybody
else said. No, I'm saying now. According to Tosa, if a guy did Lishros, made a bracha on Kiddush,
yeah.
Does it patter Lishros?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, now let me keep on running with you, Amy. Why, according to Tosos?
Because Lishros is a lesser, something less than Lishtos.
Exactly, because Lishros is less than Lishtos. Where did Tosos, can you point to me black on white in Tosos? Yisrael, Aryeh, Eitan, Aaron, can you point out to me black on white in Tosos, where they say it? Where is it black on white? Mordechai Yaakov, point out black and white.
Well, it's taught the Chashiv Tabi, the Hainu Yain Shalit
Nehru, the Shita. Oh, very good. Very good, Eitan. Very good. Tosa said that the reason why Lishtos patters Lishros is because Lishtos is more Chashiv. That's why it works. What does the Ritva say, the reason why Lishros doesn't patter Lishtos? Trey and Yonim. What's Mashmos of Trey and Yonim? There are two different types of Shtias. One, there's a bracha Boreakofen on a Shtia, and then there's a bracha Boreakofen on some that's Shria. One is not going to exempt the next. In Kainim Advarim. So then what emerges is like this. Maybe we could suggest that not only the Ritva just said it differently, there might be a fundamental nafkamina between the Ritva and Tosfos. What would the Ritva say if you make Kiddush and then you drink Pesach HaSuda? We took it as a davar pashut from Tosfos. Of course, Lishros is patur Lishros because Lishros is less chashuv. But according to Ritva, finish off Gavriel, finish off.
Lishros
Exactly. The next time I want you to find the Ritva, not just understand it. I want you to find the Ritva. It's not being smart to be able to understand. It would be a taharif to check out the Ritva. Beautiful. So that's an afkamina between the two. That's an afkamina between the two. Beautiful. Michal, now you want to shlug up what you just said?
Not sure. Basically, the next Gibra Maskil, the Felix are different. And that's why in the next Gibra Maskil, he has the same Maskana as those folks, but he
right.
has a completely separate reason.
Beautiful. It's all fuch. It works well. It works well. Based on this Ritva, then you would have thought about it. And Michal's pointing out, it happens to be that the Ritva later on says differently. In other words, he says like Tosos, but he doesn't give the Svara that we have in Tosos. So that will work out beautifully. We're just now, again, I didn't give the Ritva and the Maram Kamos to work through, but I want, that's something you should really, really notice, to not just to simply notice that there's a Machlokis over here, to see why, and to notice that in the Ritva. Excellent, Michal. Good. Now let's begin this sugya. It's not easy. I think it's going to take us 2 days to really... We're going to get stuck on a lot of things. In many ways, today's shiur is going to be a leni chabura, but let's see where the sugya takes us. It's going to require our melus. It's not going to be a fun shiur. It's not going to be three shittas we showed and we're four nafkaminas and halacha lemais and so on. It's going to be stuck. But that's called learning. It's not only to get a finished product. Let's take a look at the mission. Zot the Haley mission. If you make a bracha on the parparis, obviously we're going to need a translation of what the parparis is before the meal. So then it exempts the parparis after the meal. Birech ala pas. Poter es parparis. Bracha ala pas exempts the parparis. Ala parperes lo poter es apas. Deishamay omrim aflo maisik dera. Deishamay says, also it's not poter maisik dera. Now the question is, what does it mean? It is not poter maisik dera. So that is a shayla in the Gemara. Zok teheligi Gemara. Pirech ala pas. We'll do the Rashi's well, Beis Hashem. But first, let's do this Gemara well. Pirech ala pas poter es apas. Ala pas lo poter es apas. Deishamay omrim aflo maisik dera. So when you read a Mishnah, you have to ask yourself, what is Beis Shammai going on when Beis Shammai says, Af lo Maisik Deri, also doesn't exempt Maisik Deri. Iboilu. Beis Shammai are Reisha Pligi. Is Beis Shammai disagreeing on the Reisha? O Dilma Seifa Pligi. Or is Beis Shammai going on the Seifa? Dika Omer Tanakama, that the Tanakama said, Bire Chalapas, Poter Sapal Peres. Vikol Shekein Maisik Deri. That we learned that if you make a brach on the bread, it exempts the parperes and certainly the ma'isik deir. Va'asa Beis Shammai lemeimar, and Beis Shammai saying lo miberi parperes lo patru pas. Not only is it the parperes that we say lo patru pas, el afilu ma'isik deir nami lo patru. Even a ma'isik deir, it doesn't exempt. O Dilma, or maybe a Seifa Pligi, it's going on the Seifa. Diktani, Birech ala Parperes, if you make the Brach on the Parperes, lo Peter the Pas. Pasu de lo Peter, avo Maise Kedera, Poter, but it would be Poter, the Maise Kedera. Vaasu Beishamay le Meimar, Vafilu Maise Kedera, Nami lo Poter. And Beishamay is coming to say that it's not even Poter, the Maise Kedera. So there are two ways to understand Beis Shammai. Is Beis Shammai going on the Reisha, or is Beis Shammai going on the Seifa? Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi spells out the Reisha and Seifa well. Pater es apas, haparperes, afal pi she'ein tzarech su'uda, l'malave hakeres, ela migmar achila. V'kol she'kein ma'isen kedera. But certainly, the Tanakhama says, certainly, the Maisa Kedera patters, while Beis Shammai, according to the first day, is going to say, V'asa Beis Shammai l'meimer lo mimer b'boi parperes lo patra l'upas, el afilu Maisa Kedera nami lo patra. In other words, there's a tzad, one tzad in our Gemara, that according to Beis Shammai, if you make a brach on pas, it won't exempt a Maisa Kedera. Beis Shammai is going that far. Or do we say no, that Beis Shammai is not going in that instance, and Beis Shammai would agree that Pas would exempt Maaseh Keder? Okay, that is a suffix in terms of how you read the Mishnah. In terms of what is Beis Shammai's position. Let's take a look now at Rashi. Birech al hayayin. So Rashi now says chulei. And chulei means that we're talking about, Rashi is going to explain the entire Mishnah. Not only the case of birech hayayin, which we discussed already yesterday, but rather Rashi in the chulei tells us that his explanation is going to be important for the parparos and the pas as well. Noagin hayu lahavi kodem achila. Before they used to eat, they would bring kosiyayin lishtos, kisayin lekaman. Ketzad Seder HaSeva, that's Mefurish in the Mishnah later on. Umevim lefneim parparos lahamshich achila. And they would also bring these appetizers to be mamshich, to drag the achila. Kigon pragyos vidagim. Now Rashi says that the examples of parparos, the appetizer, are chicken and fish. Some of the Achronim are bothered. Why did Rashi say kigon? That might be important later on. Va'acher kach mevin ashol, and then they would bring the table. Ula'acher gemar suda yoshvim v'sholsim va'ochlim. At the end of the meal, they would sit and eat and drink. Umayin ochlim parperos kigon kisni. So here Rashi describes parperos again. That parparos is both an appetizer and, if you will, a dessert or a post-meal. Kisni. What's kisni? Dimalu lulavu v'lachmonios. What is Rashi referring back to? What Rashi had said in Pasa Bobi Kisnin on Mem Aleph on the base. And Rashi says this is lachmonios. V'hu yayin uparperish lachar mazon. And also what would come with it was wine. For the parper shachlam mazon, ushneim called the birchas hamazon. And here Rashi says that this is before birchas hamazon, v'amevin yavin, in contrast to pasavos of kodesh, which was even after birchas hamazon. Now, Eitan asked a fantastic question in Seder. Our Mishnah says, birech ala parperish lefnei hamazon, poter es a parperish shela achar hamazon. Now, Eitan, I think this is what you meant to ask. I think it's a great question. According to Rashi, if you read Rashi literally, something here doesn't add up at all. What was the parperes lefnei hamazon? Can you tell me? Shahakol. What was the parperes lachar hamazon?
Mizonos.
Tosas even tainas it's lechem. Tosas tainas it's like lechem, which is even a bigger problem. But L'chura, the Rashi doesn't read. If you didn't ask this question when you made a leining, then you didn't make a good leining on Rashi. You have to ask this question when you read the Rashi. L'chura, the Rashi doesn't make any sense. Adid, and Bedaf, we're going slowly. And the reason for it is a sugi like this. We're just going to throw out the Achron and say, we're invited a lot of different Tariqsim, but we're not going to have a real Havana. You have to read every word slowly and carefully. Okay? Rabosa, you got to ask this question when you read the Rashi. How does it work? Tzarechiyu number one. How does it work that if you're going to have the bracha on the parparos, that the bracha on the progios and dogim, it's going to work for lachmonius? Okay. There are going to be more problems on Rashi. Let's take a look at Tosis. Again, I'm going at snail's pace, the dafka. Says Tosis. Birech ala pas poter es aparperes. Nira de Mayri beparpersha besocha suuda. I know the first 25 times I read Rashi fast, I had no idea what was going on. We have to go slow. Says Taisis, it appears to me that the parperes was besocha suuda. They were talking about parperes besocha suuda. The I beparperes shela achra suuda, because if we're talking about parperes after suuda, which by the way, seemed to be the way Rashi had learned. Ha'pasig Rapapa Divari Mabon Lacharasuda Tuna Bracha Bein Lefneim Lacharayim. So Tosa says, I don't understand at all the Mishnah if we're talking about Parperes Lacharasuda. Rav Papa's klal is that if you may, you eat something lachar sudah, it gets a bracha of name lacharim. And our Mishnah says the exact opposite. The Mishnah says that if he makes a bracha on the passive potter of the papyrus, that flies in the face of Rav Papa's rule. Now, Rashi Lechura is guilty of this problem. Because Rashi says that we have two types of parparos. One was Kodav Asuda, and the other was Achar Asuda. So presumably, if we're saying Birech Alapas Potras Aparperes, we're being Mechadesh, that the thing that, according to Rashi, was the Achar Asuda, the Parparos Achar Asuda, is exempted by the Pas. Asks Tosos, but that Rav Papa already taught us that Halacha is not that way. What did Rav Papa teach us? Rav Papa taught us that if you make a motzi, it's not potter. If you have dvorim sheboim achar asuda, Rav Papa told us in the bottom of the mouth from the base that it's tuned in bracha lefneim ulachareim. That's Tosis, is what Tosis is bothered by. Yes, Aaron?
I was going to say, it's not an issue for Rashi over here, because they already resolved in the previous summer that Rashi holds that third Saka Republic is not literally after, because things are reviewing the Bible after Pseudo. So,
what Rashi building on?
Rashi Tosos, where Tosos is forced to say in different Mazel after Pseudo that Mamish Lacha Pseudo almost like a Tinua.
Right.
While Rashi says, Barn Haragim Labala after Pseudo, his Adara on that, on the third sheet of Republic is not based on when you eat it, but like what you eat.
So Rashi had said, Aaron wants to say like this. Let's think together. Aaron wants to say like this. That Rashi already told us earlier that what is Dvarim Haboim Achara Suda? The things that are normal for you to eat after the Suda. Those things that are normal, like Peros, Rashi said. Those things that you normally eat after the Suda. That's true. Now how does that answer the question? Rav Papa already told us that the things that the derech is for you to normally eat after the Suda gets its own bracha. So according to the definition that Rashi told us, that parparos is what comes after the Suda, l'chura, the halacha is not that way, that the pas is not poter. So how did you answer that question?
Because these are things that come after the Suda, but it's not saying that necessarily are regilin l'bo'el after Suda, while especially considering that that these things kind of sound more like the case that we had above of Pascha B'Kisnin, which we.
I think they are regilin l'bo'el after Suda, because Rashi had told us, if you give us the example of Pascha B'Kisnin, Rashi had said that they even come la'achar achila u'berchas amazin. B'chur, it's not what you're saying. Look, it's a good attempt.
Well, I mean, I don't think Rashi should be bothered. Rashi, Tosfos is bothered because he says that this is something that...
Aaron is noticing making a good point, but I don't think the Chiluk answers. Aaron is pointing out that Rashi had his own definition of Dvar Mabal Nachar Asuda. And that Dvar Mabal Nachar Asuda is Peros. Yeah. So I'm saying, once we see that Rashi had his own definition, so then, maybe that's going to be effective in answering Tosfos' question. But at the end of the day, when it comes to the peros, it gets its own bracha. It's going to get its own bracha. And Rashi over here describes the parparos as the kisni demalu lachu. That also comes after asuida. So chura, that should get its own bracha.
He doesn't mention that in the Rashi. Birim argilim lebal asuida. If he felt that this kisni
So the mamadusha, but I'm asking to you from Rashi on Dibra Maskel Pasa Bobi Kisnin. Unless you want to say that Rashi over there only said that you get a bracha lefanel, not a bracha acharel, that the Gemara had said, erase that. So you see from Rashi that comes achar, I don't see how your chiluk is mechalik, how it answers. So Rabosai, that's kasha number two on Rashi. Kasha number two on Rashi is, how could it be that the pas is going to pater? We learn from Rav Papa that it doesn't. Now, by the way I presented Tosfos, I have to say, I'm not entirely convinced even what I said up until now is right. Because I presented as if Tosfos is asking a kasha on Rashi, but Tosfos doesn't say he's asking a kasha on Rashi. Tosfos just introduces Rashi a step later. Tov, You have to be really omel on this. It's not one of these things that's going to be easy come, easy go. You're going to get all fancy yourself, it answers everything, it's beautiful. You have to be omel. You're going to be left with a lot of problems. Continues Tosis. Virashi piresh, parperes mine dogin, upragios. Rashi told me that parperos, the appetizer that we're talking about, means dogim upragios. Famevin yavin, it could be that Tosis is being mechalik now between the parperos la'achar and the parperos lefne. The parperos lefne, he wants to attack Rashi on. The parperos acher, Tosis is just attacking everybody. Anybody who's going to say it's the acher. It's still a little shvet. Okay. Rashi pirish, parperes mine dogim upragios. Rashi parperes was the fish and chicken. Uksas kosher, and it's a little bit difficult. In kemay kamash malon, the birech ala parperes to lo patres apas. What in the world then is the chidush of birech ala parperes lo patres apas? Asks the Eligotesis, according to the Shita of Rashi, that says that parperos means oshahakol. How in the world would you ever think that the shahakol should exempt the pas? How would you ever think that the shahakol would be put to the pas? It's two different brachos. Therefore, Tosis likes Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat. Veneer. So that's the next kashi you want to ask on Rashi. So Sacha Kol, who's been keeping score, as Steve Summers says, for those of you who are keeping score at home, and I know you are. So who's keeping who? What? I didn't get it right. Oh, well, what? Oh, you. Adir. Right, I always thought you were an Amharic, but I didn't realize you were such an Amharic. Steve Summers, from midnight to 6. I actually, when I was in the States, I made sure to turn it on when I was driving back from a wedding. But I think he's gotten old in his old age. I don't think he does midnight to 6 anymore. Alright. He does WFAN. No, by the way, I remember when WFAN started. It was a big deal for us when we were kids. WFA is sports radio. Okay. So Rabosa, what are our kashas on Rashi? What are our kashas on Rashi? Yes, Avram?
First one was, how can Pargius, which is Shalom, be Pater?
How can Pargius be Pater that we say that Birech ala Peres? That we said Birech ala Peres Lefnei Mazel, Pater ala Peres Achar Mazel, two different brachas. That's question number one. Question number two is the churit. What Tosis points out that the parperes is la achara seuda, which seems to be how Rashi learns. So then, Rav Papa told us that you do need a bracha. Yet our sugi seems to say that it doesn't. That the past patters. That's question number two.
How's that a question?
What
Tosis just says? It's not talking about. It's
so, but now I'm stuck in Rashi. The churit Rashi learns.
So I remember Tosis seuda. Where's the question?
What birech ala pas. Poter es a parperes. If you make a bracha on the pas, it paters the parperes.
That's betoch asuda. What's
you want to say that the only time that Rashi is going to learn birech ala pas poter es a parperes is only the parperes that's so toch asuda. That's how you want to learn.
Isn't that what Tosfos says?
That even things which you think which come after suda, even if you bring them toch asuda, they still keep their dip. It doesn't change whether it's tough for suda or not. If it's the type of food that comes after the suda.
He wants the taina that's only a parperos that normally comes b'soch hasuda. But Rashi gave us two different examples of parperos, none of them that are b'toch hasuda. One called him hasuda, the other l'achar hasuda. Okay, work on it. Question number three is the specific attack on Rashi. How is Rashi going to be able to learn the chiddush of the Mishnah when the Mishnah says birech ala pas poter es haparperes? Why in the world would we ever think that the excuse me, let me just say this precisely. When the Mishnah says, yeah, birecha paperas lo potter es a pas, when the Mishnah says that the bracha of the paperas doesn't exempt the pas, why in the world would we ever think that the shahakol could be able to be motzi, the hamotzi? Why would we ever think such a thing? So first, let's just get the flow of Tosos. This is why Tosos learns differently than Rashi. V'nira kibir shabinu chanano, depirish de paperas, pas tsunuma bekar de lespo tirisa de nahamo. We're talking about pas tsunuma that doesn't have to reset the Nahama. Oh. Now this is going to totally solve all of our problems, we hope. And that is, that we're talking about something that's Mamish Mizonas. It doesn't have to reset the Nahama. The Varchan Lab Army Mizonas. Vahash the Micha, the Itzrich Lashin Inam, Birecha Perperes, Lo Poker Sapas. Afagavdu Min Pas. I would have a Havamin, it's Pas Sinuma. It's like some type of cracker, type of bread. So there, I would have a havamina that it should exempt the bread. So the chiddush is lo piter as a pas, avagavdum min pas, because it's lacking the teresa de nahama. Now this is a very, very important chiddush. In fact, you need to search high and low in all meseches chala to find this yisod of teresa de nahama. In fact, Rabbi Mays came over to me 2 months ago and he said to me, "What's the agdara of toar lechem?" It's a big mystery. So give me some sefer that tells me what Tohar Lechem is. It's one of the biggest mysteries in all of Parakeets and Mevarchin. So that we need to learn. If our Parperes is something that doesn't have Tohar Lechem, it's one of the biggest mysteries. So that is the Chiddush, that the Parperes, which is something that is just a little bit different, like I told you, I made a Mizonas today on a cracker coming to Yeshiva. I really don't know to this day why it's so. Not clear to me. Baruch Yaakov smiles in exultation. So I don't know exactly why that's so. So that's a big confusion. So for that I need the chiddush of the Mishnah. Birech al ha-parperes. Lo pater sapas that there's this chiddush la'aloch of Teresa de Nahama. Afogadu min pas. V'chei mash v'gemar d'chishe parperes. Maisikadeira. Oh, because the Gemara considers Parperis and Maisikadeira. Well, Maisikadeira, Haidu Chaloka, Tirgis, Vitisni, Kedamir Lil, that already gets involved in Meseches Chala. What does Tosis mean by that? When Tosis says, V'chei Mashma, Be Gemara, Dechashu, Parperis, Maisikadeira, so I think what he's referring to is the Gemara that we read, that the Gemara had a discussion. And when we were talking about the Parperes, we said that maybe it could be that Beis Shammai rejects, write this down, Rabbi Yosef, these points in Pshat are more important than all the Yesodis and Lamedes and all the Chiddushim of Reb Chaim. What does Tosis mean? So what Tosis means is like this, that the Chosh of Parperes is Maisa Kedera, he means we saw in the Gemara, that the Gemara when it was Masbir, that Beis Shammai was Cholik, that Beis Shammai says that it won't exempt the Parperes. So Beis Shammai said that we were talking about Maisa Kedera. So that seems to indicate already that Parperes is not just chicken and meat, but rather it includes Maisa Kedera. That's what Tosis is referring to when Tosis says, V'chein Mashma of the Gemara. If you didn't explain this when you read the Tosis, and you were rushing to other things, then you didn't really read the Tosis well. Yes, Eitan.
So maybe that could come in defense of Rashi, because Rashi said Kego. So can we say that the Parperes is Maisa Kedera, which Rashi can hold
with Parperes? Very good. And that will also answer your question? Very good. Okay, good. That's a fair point.
But if you use Maisa Kedera, which is Mizonos, how's that possible to kiss me? Because it's not possible.
Wait, slow. Rabosai, Bechura, we've got these three problems. Tosis at first glance is glatt. Let's try to be mazbir, come up with a working pshat in Rashi. Again, I'm not aspiring for a glamorous mahalach. I'm trying to be able to read Rashi. Sometimes the sugya demands for us to try to explain every word, and sometimes the sugya demands a yisod. This is one of those sugyas that we need to be able to read every word in Rashi and tell us before we say any yisod. Let's take a look that the tzlach addresses many of the questions that we had asked of Rashi. By the way, let's now go back and point out, before we see the Tzlach's approach, let's first, Cheshbon, we had three problems on Rashi. Do any of those problems Do any of those problems exist according to Tosfos? What was problem number one on Rashi? We didn't understand what Rashi meant that the bracha on the chicken is going to exempt the bracha on the Passover kisna. So according to Tosfos, we had no problem with that at all. Tosfos is just learning paparos, specifically this specific thing of the Maisa Kedera, even more than the Maisa Kedera, the Pas Tsunma. So that's fine. No problem as far as Rashi's first problem. What was our second problem in Rashi? Our second problem in Rashi was what Tosfos asked in general about Parparos, Besochas Achara Suda. How could it be that we go that our Mishnah be saying Allah against Rapapa? So according to Tosfos, no. The Pas Tsunma, of course, is going in the Suuda. You should be writing this all down as well. And the third thing that, according to Tosfos says, solved in terms of the difficulty that we had in Rashi, that now we have the chiddush of our Mishnah. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that when we have the parperes, so in such a case, parperes is, we would have a havamim, would exempt it, because at the end of the day, the parperes is a totally different ballgame. The parperes is a chiddush, not like Rashi, of some type of basar v'dogim, but rather we're talking about a pas tsunma and the yisod gadol of Teresa de Nahama. If it doesn't have Teresa de Nahama, then it's not going to pater. Now, Bosa, I want to do something painful with you right now. Okay? Sometimes learning has to be painful too. No pain, no gain. What is Rashi's mahalach? What is Rashi's mahalach in terms of Dvarim Habon Besoch HaSuda and Dvarim Habon Ba'achar HaSuda? What does Rashi understand as Dvarim Habon Besoch HaSuda? What's Rav Papa talking about when he says Dvarim Habon Machmas Suda? How did Rashi learn that Dvarim Habon Machmas HaSuda are exempt by the pass? What? Lafis benes apas. Let's look back on Rashi and Mimalef on the base. Rashi said, Dvar ma'bo machmasu, lafis benes apas. Da'avalu tfeilo. Hilka kol midi bey mozim ben per shavilu lafosan. Ein bo bracha. Lo lefane velo la'achra. That's the sheet of Rashi. What did Rashi say, according to Rav Papa, is Dvarim She'enam Bo'en Machmas HaSuda? What did Rashi say, Dvarim She'enam Bo'en Machmas HaSuda? Very good. So Rashi learns, Dvarim She'enam Bo'en Machmas HaSuda is most things today. And we argued, according to Rashi in the Machzor Vitri, that in Rashi's time, when they went down to lunchroom, even when they made amotzi, they made lots of brachas. It's mefurish in Rashi. Rashi says shalom machmas asuda, the last narrow line. Kigon daisa vechen kru v'kardin she'en alafosam uboil lemozon ulasova. All of these types of things that uboil lemozon and ulasova, the halacha is that you get its own bracha. Pas doesn't parter it. Pas doesn't parter it. Our Mishnah is mechadesh at the pas, that pas at times patters which things? The dvarim avon lafosam. But other things? No. Rabosai, is that relevant in this machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos? Now, when I say this is painful, what I meant is that we're going to have to do a lot of trying to put something here, and then we'll get stuck, and then go to another place. But is that relevant over here in Rashi Tesis? What do you think? Yes, Michal.
The argument, what is the word dice involved?
Right.
And then they also argue shalom and pasuk is the Muslim is the veil. But all these things in Rashi aren't the veil of the Muslim. So if they're Muslim, even the Akhar Suda,
then they're not going to be
Nechitesi, Aaron is right. The Rashi's talking about a totally different category, Achara Muslim. Rashi's talking about Peros. That's not relevant. According to Rashi, Achara Muslim is Peros. You're bothered that Manshach, it's a stira. Then we're just even. That's why I said it's going to be painful. We're just getting into more trouble. Yes, Adi? Okay, what I was thinking, I don't know, this I think we're saying a little too slightly things. I'm wondering the following chiddush. I'm not at all sure that this is right. But I'm wondering about the following. If Rashi says that if you have daisa, the daisa gets its own bracha, right? In other words, it stands by itself and it's not included in the bracha of the pas. So that means that the bracha of daisa is something that's kolel, something that pas is not kolel. Why is that so? Let's just think it through. When it comes to daisa, what bracha is it? As Abi pointed out in the past, the bracha is a mezonos. And the reason why it gets its own bracha, says Rashi, is because it's born the mazon of the sova. Gets its own bracha, the mazon of the sova. Could it possibly be, according to Rashi, that we would have a hava mina? That if you made a bracha on something that is shalom machmas hasuda, that gets a mazonos, not a shahako, but gets a mazonos, there'll be pater all types of muzzle. In other words, Rashi told us that even something that's normally eaten in the Suda, it has its own chashivus to the point that it gets its own bracha. Why? Because it's muzzle. And it doesn't become batel to the pas. Im keinim advar, maybe that's enough to construct the havamina to tell us that it can't be motzi pas. Because in some ways, according to Rashi, mazon, you see how far Rashi now might go, that mazon is a broader category than pas itself. How do I know that Rashi holds that way, that mazon is actually a broader category than pas itself? Because pas doesn't pater mazon. So maybe, and again, there are a lot of things we're still going to have to work through. That's why I'm only, normally I come in and I say things with much more conviction. Here I have no conviction whatsoever. I'm just learning with you. Maybe, according to Rashi, we have such a tzad that this parparos, we would have a havamina if we could somehow get it to be a mazonos, that already fall into the category that if we would have a havamina, it would even pater the pas. So what have I done? I've attempted to answer question number 3 on Rashi. Tosas asked, Uksas Koshe, Imke Maika Mashmul of the Birich ala Peres lo pater the pas. What's the havamina? Par Peres? According to Rashi, who learns that's mine dogim upragios, so if Tosus is right in his way of reading Rashi, then Rashi's talking about only dogim upragios, then it doesn't make any sense. But if I notice that Rashi has a category that Tosus never dawned on him, and that is the category of what? Of Muslim. And if somehow I could get parparos into the Muslim category, Tosas would never dawn upon him, because Tosas never had that category of Muslim that gets its own bracha. Tosas says, passes everything, Vamevin Yavin, from the Tosas on Memalef on the base. Tosa says either it's batel to the pass or it's not batel to the pass. But Rashi doesn't agree with Tosa at all. Rashi has this major chidush where Rashi holds you have this category of mazon. If you have a category of mazon, now let's understand Rashi's category of mazon. What is it? That's a category in which the pass won't path to the mazon. Why? Why is it the pass path to the mazon? What's the svara for Rashi? The reason is Rashi holds that hamotzi lechem min aretz is not broad enough to include mazon. It includes bread and condiments. That's how Rashi learned. And those things are the lafos esapas. Mustard, mayonnaise, and pickles. That's what's included. Everything else is not included. Oh, in Kainim Advarim, what's broader? Mizonos? Or hamotzi? According to Tosfos, motzi is much broader because everything becomes subsumed in hamotzi. Remember, you know I'm referring to Yisrael back on that Tosfos. But in Rashi, Rashi doesn't hold that way at all. Rashi's talking about what? Rashi's talking about only those things that are batel to the pass. Oh! In Kainim Advarim, I'm halfway to a yishuv in Rashi. Because if I could somehow find that Rashi is not talking about shahako pottering, then maybe I have a teretz. Now, let's take a look at the Tzlach. Let's see how the Tzlach tries to answer for Rashi. This Yisoda, the Tzlach, is also found in the Bach. So I put the Bach on the Marim Mekomos, and then I realized that the Tzlach says it even more explicitly, so I decided to do it with you from the Tzlach, but you could take a look inside from Marim Mekomos that he says something similar. Says the Tzlach on page Kuf Ayin Ches. The Tzlach asks Eitan's Kasha. Remember, we have three difficulties in Rashi. I've only, just how heavy and hard this has been, I'm only halfway to answering the third Kasha that we had on Rashi. Says the Tzlach, the great Mer de Biruda, L'chor adiri Rashi t'mun, Shin kavanoso shah parperes u'progyos v'dogim, Eich birchosan tifter parperosh al-achar achila, Shin kisni v'lachmanios, K'mosh afirish Rashi atzmo kah. Whose kash is that? Dibur Amah, I'm sorry. On page Kufayin Ches, three lines from the bottom of the second column. Dibur Amah Skol Abba. L'chor adiri Rashi t'mun. Whose kash is this? Eitan was mechavet to the Tzlach's kash. What? I was about to say maybe you don't have to say it till after Pesach. Okay. Now I totally chose it. Okay. says the Tzlach. V'alo, ein berchosei en shavos. It's very bad, Eitan.
Okay.
We need five bikrei nefesh on that one. V'alo, ein berchosei en shavos. Shaharei progios berchosan shehako. V'lachmanios berchosan barimine mizanos. V'ein shehako poteres barimine mizanos. Ki im bichad mina. He says, I don't understand. How could you say that shak will be poteres? V'lachay nira. Therefore, the Tzlach wants to say the following pshat. The parperesh lefnei amazon gam kein berchoso bori mine mezonos. He says, you have to say that in Rashi, and this is a chidush, but l'chura, there's nowhere else to go. The parperesh lefnei amazon gam kein berchoso bar mine mezonos v'upas habobi knisim u'kayotzi v'zeh. He says you have to say that according to Rashi that there was pas habobi knisim as well, even with the progyos and dogim, because then of course Eitan's question is too strong. Umasha kasa rashi and hamshech achila kigon parios adagim hakavana shab parparos tigrom la hamshech achila aprogios adagim va'afal pikein ena parperes tfeilu la haprogios lifi shemevin haparperes kodem havas progios adagim. It says that Tzlach, you got to read Rashi like this. Look at this. This is brilliant. Look back in Rashi. Now you have to decide whether it's Mokroch or not. By the way, Adi, you were on the right track for the first on the first second. You had good instincts. Can you see now why I went slow? If we went fast, we would never appreciate all these nuances in the Tosas to show how everything is really so difficult. Let's go slow. Let's read Rashi carefully. Zok the Heliga Rashi. If you go fast, Rabosa, you're going to go to Shiurim and YU that are in Landers that are fast. You're not going to know how to learn. You're not going to learn how to learn. Sometimes we go faster, but things like this, like the Rashi and the Tosos, things like this and the Rashi and the Tosos, you got to do everything step by step by step. Let's read Rashi carefully. Noagin hayu lahavi kodem achila kos yayin lishtos, kisayin lakamon keitza seder seder. Umevien lifneihem parperos. Now, how did you and I read parperos? We read Rashi fast. How did we read Rashi fast? The first 30 times I read Rashi. By the way, I have to tell you this is why I went out of order in Shir. Did anybody notice that was a little bit uncharacteristic? That I first said Shir on Yayin, even though the Rashi, I usually always say first say Shir on the Rashi. But why did I do it? Because I had no idea what was going on in Rashi. So this was a lot, yesterday's shiur was a lot easier. Today's shiur was a lot harder to prepare. But what the guys enjoy? The guys enjoy the geshmak of shiur more. Why? Because it's a lot of lishros, lishros, tzvedinim, ritva, and the raya, and the rajbo, and kiddush, and aloha maisa. Oh, nishma sadim is wrong, the geshabur is right, geshmak. It's easy to chazer, 45 minutes, you're done. You did it. Some people don't even do it for 45 minutes. They're done. You understood the shir. You got it. Tosus. And then Michal adds a ritva. Gishmak. Misameach. Oh, that's fun learning. It is. It's fun learning. That was what yesterday's sugi was. Today's sugi is hard, hard, hard. The Rashi just doesn't make any sense. The Tosus doesn't read. V'chulei v'chulei. But the real learning is doing both things. It's to know the halacha. And to also know how to read Rashi. And not to rush into Teirutzim, to really, really read every word properly. Says Rashi, Umevien lefneim parperos, lahamshich achila, kegon progios udogim. How do you read Rashi when Rashi says, Umevien lefneim parperos, lahamshich achila, kegon parperos udogim? What is parperos? Zok detzlach, parperos is the pasav of the kisnin. And the parperos is there, laham shech achila, as Adi is saying, well, that the word kigon is not coming to modify parperos, but rather the word kigon is coming to modify the achila. How did I read it the first time? Because I read 30 times fast instead of one time well. I'm giving myself Muslim too. I read it, maybe lefnei parperos, laham shech achila, kigon parperos v'dagim. Kigon progios v'dagim. Ah, progios v'dagim are parperos. Says it's lach, no. That's not how to read it. The way to read it is, umevien lefnei parperos lahamshich achila. What is achila? Kigon progios v'dagim. And the hemshich of Rashi could bear out the tzlach smahala. What does the hemshich of Rashi say? Umayin ochlim parperos kigon kisni. Oh, so what did Rashi say later on? It's parperos. Rashi said later on, it's kisni. So the way we read it 30 times fast was einadome to the one way of reading it slow according to the tzlach. In Canaan hadvarim. So now, maybe this is another one to rack up how dafyomi pshat could be totally wrong. There's no big Talmidei Chachamim. I bet you that big Talmidei Chachamim Daf Yomi didn't read the Rashi this way. Big Talmidei Chachamim. I'm not talking about Stam people. Big Talmidei Chachamim. This is one of the things you got a horuf on every word. And by the way, this is the reason why You can't go to one shir and decide the style of a rav. I'm talking about when you go back to America. Some guys go, they try out six different shirim, and then they decide. They put the rabbanim in different cat boxes. He does this, he does that, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. Every sugya has its own dynamic. You can't care. Sometimes the Rashi begs for this type of learning, and sometimes the Taisis begs for a different type of learning, like yesterday. There's no one formula. Anybody who has one formula of learning is not learning properly. Then they're doing shtick. Every Rashi has its own dynamic. Okay, and Kanan Advarim, so now we can answer Taisis' kasha. And we can answer Eitan's question. Number one, we've answered Eitan's question. The papyrus that we're talking about over here is talking about what? We're talking about a mezonos. And the chiddush over here is that the bracha that you made on the mezonos is pater, the pasavah b'kisnim, that comes what? That comes at the end, based on the tzlach's way of reading it. In Kenim Advarim, then let's go on. Tosis is bong Kasha and Rashi. Says Tosis on question number 3 that we had on Rashi. What was the Kasha? Sas Kasha, it became Michael Mashon, the Birech Allah Papers, no Potter is a pass. If we're talking about what? If we're talking about what? We're talking about Pass Abobi Kisnin. Oh. Is now there room to say that there's a hava minil pater? Absolutely. For the reason that I said before, no. But for another reason. What's Rashi Shita about Pasabo B'Kisnin, Rabosai? What's Rashi Shita about Pasabo B'Kisnin? Rashi Shita is that's Ublayish. How does Tosis learn Ublayish? Tosis. I'm saying so for Rav Nachi, who wasn't here when we said Shirim on that. Take a look at it, do it inside, because he didn't hear Shirim. Well, you guys should know this cold already. But if you didn't, now you have a good excuse now. Tosis and Lachmanios says, Pirish Lachmanios, on Mebeza and Aleph, Ublayish. What's Pasa Bobi Kisnin? Ublayish. Says, Tosis alone here, didn't get a few low cover Nami, Berchas Hamotzi, Shreyu Lechem Gomor. Rashi learned Pasavot Kisim as something that's almost Lechem Gomer. Yet Rashi says that when you eat it with Kisnin, so then in such a case the halacha is transformed and it becomes only a mezonos. We tried to be masbir already in the past why that would be so according to Rashi. Why would it be transformed? Can't I crunch what we said in the sentence? Why the Kisnin would transform the Lechem? It's not easy. What, Benny? No, Rashi. That's the Rashi.
Because Rashi Shita was Mishnosay
on a base. Yeah, that what?
As Tali when you bake it.
Nachon, his das when he bakes it. Yeah. Right. The Rashi Lishitosa, beautiful. So the Rashi old. Okay, so that's a little bit too complicated. That was a whole shear that we said. Okay, so that's too much. But Benny remembers it. Good. Either way, however you miyashiv Rashi, Tosis is bothered that at the end of the day, it seems to be lechem. Rashi, we had an answer why it's not lechem. But the answer that we gave for Rashi is that somehow his das is going to transform the pas. That's Rashi Lishitoso in another place in the Gates of the Baruch. That's the Shita of the Rashi in Perek Aleph Mishnah Hei Echal. Doesn't matter how we remind spirit. At the end of the day, this looks like bread, it smells like bread, it tastes like bread, it's not a hamantash. It's mamish bread. But maybe the other, because that possible to kiss me. So that's so, according to Rashi, the Havamina is beautiful, Lufi Vitzlach. But it only starts if you ask Eitan's question. Beautiful, Eitan. It all starts from your question, Pshat. And that is, the answer is like this. Birecha pas is poter es aparperes, because it so much resembles pas. But birecha aparperes poter es apas, because that's what? That resembles pas mamish. You need a whole shtickle Torah, according to Rashi, to be masbir why pas abo b'kisim doesn't get on mitzi. Im keinim advarim, Taisis kasha falls away. Back into the words of Taisis. Uptas kosher. Im kein maikamash al birach al peretz al poter se pas.
If you're right that we're talking about only like Tesis Red Rashi, that we're talking about only Ophos and Dogim, it doesn't make any sense. But Rashi doesn't read as it is. You need the Tzlach. Unless by maybe in Yavin you said what I said about Muslim. It's another possible Teretz. But according to the Tzlach, it's an even better Teretz. According to the Tzlach, the answer is that we read Rashi wrong in the first place because we read Rashi too fast. And then that Tosis' Kasha falls away. What about the middle Kasha? What about the fact about Rav Papa of Dvarim, Habon, Nachar, Asuda, Tunim, Bracha, Lefneim, Nachareim? We've run out of time. So, I wanted to tell me, and I should have done this last week. I should have left off yesterday. I mean, should have left off with some drama, so maybe some more Talmidim would do Chazara, not only Michal. So I leave off with this drama of how to be Miyashev, the third Kasha, but we haven't ended now. We haven't completed. By the way, this Yisod of the Tzlach is found already in the Bach, which already then makes this Halacha L'maisa, right? The Bach is Halacha L'maisa Sefer. But I didn't want to run to Halacha L'maisa because I wanted you to read Rashi properly and Tesis properly and Harav and get stuck on the problems. Now, one quick Dvar Halacha, Rabosa. I want to share with you from Simcha. Someone pass me a Mishnah Berurah. I have 3 minutes. No, because now is Halacha. We need to know Halacha also. Says the Be'er Halacha, very important Yisod, from yesterday's sugya. Rabosai, Yayin poter kol minei mashkim. We learned that Yayin exempts all type of mashkim. In Simin Kuf Ayin Dalet Vav, we have a very important halacha that most of you knew. What you might not know as much, which Ravami has emphasized, which I think needs to be emphasized for myself again, is that there is a little bit of a shaila about what you all know. In Simin Kuf Ayin Dalet Vav, the Mechaber writes, Ein levarech achar yayin shebesuda, debirchas hamazon patraso. So if you have wine in a meal, so then in such a case, then birchas hamazon exempts all of it. Correct? That's what we do every Shabbos, right? We make kiddush, and we don't make it alagefen. We just make it birchas hamazon. However, we need to do this one day. We didn't do this in our sugya. I would have liked to because it doesn't come up in our Rishonim, but it comes out up in Pesachim. The Be'er Halacha points out that even though the Shulchan Aruch whitewashes the issue, it's a big, big machlokas Rishonim. And Vamevin Yavin, it's connected to everything we discussed in the relationship between Yayin and other foods. Says the Be'er Halacha, Ein Din Zeh Borur. It's not an obvious Halacha. Ayin b'ramban b'molchamos perikai v'psachim u'b'ran b'sov rimshon b'bein b'yayin shel kiddush b'bein shar yayin shel fnei ha'mazon tzarech baruch ha'achron. Isn't that amazing? It's one of these types of things that Baruch Hashem, we, many of us grew up in a house that keeps Shabbos, so we never dawned upon us that you would ever make a baruch ha'achrona on wine after a meal. Right? Never dawned upon us. So it happens to be that's because we follow the Shulchan Aruch. But there is a Ramban and a Ran that hold that Birchas HaMazon doesn't patur Yayin. Who says the patur is Yayin? So I have a pang of regret that we didn't do the sugya well because it's a big sugya in Arvei Pesachim, but it doesn't come up in our Rishonim. But it's a big sugya in Arvei Pesachim. The Ramban and Ran say that, of course, you need to have a new bracha achrona. Who says Birchas HaMazon patters? By Mevin Yom, we saw that Yayin has its own status. And on the Gemara Mem Aleph on the Beis, the Gemara put pas in one category and Yayin in another category. So who says we've been brainwashed at patters? So said the Be'er Halacha, fascinating conclusion. Ulefizem niresh and nachon le'inyin kiddush shelo lishtos rak himlo lugmav. Only to drink melo lugmav. So that's the suggestion that the Be'er Halacha says. It's interesting that I'm not familiar with him bringing down this suggestion in the Sefer Mishnah Berurah, but the Be'er Halacha, he suggests that if you only drank below Lugmav, then you probably could be, say that it's not going to be Mechayev, a new Brach Achron, because it's less than a shear. Oh, that Maven, you have an excellent Benny. But then according to the, if we're going to be Choshesh for the Chayei Adam, then you're going to be stuck on the Chayei Adam side. So what's the answer? The answer is we proved why the Mishnah Berurah is correct. Moran HaChofetz Chaim is correct. So based on this, the Chura, people are not aware. I wasn't aware until I saw this Be'er Halacha. when I learned in yeshivas, they didn't teach me a lot of this. They taught me a lot of sugis, but they didn't teach me to know all the Mishnah Berurah and Bar Halacha. So it's good that in our yeshiva we're doing it differently. And I think that what comes out according to this Bar Halacha is it's kedai only to drink Lugma, and then the Berachas Hamazon would pater. By the way, he then goes on to discuss the Chai Adam, but we're out of time. But the Chura, the way we were Mazgir, we defended the Chofetz Chaim, and Reb Nevinzal accepted it, that there's no Raya from the Rajba against the Chofetz Chaim, and that's the way Ezer Hashem went. He accepted my Raya about the Mishnah Sot. Right, he said to be Choshesh, but in terms of Mikra the Dina, he thought that the Raya was a good Raya.